And the First Minister is holding an anti-poverty summit, one of his key pledges when he took office last month. It comes as new research demonstrates the scale of the problem. 7 out of 10 Scots say they're cutting back on essentials like food and heating because of their budget constraints. Hamza Yusuf says he'll hear from some of those with live experience of poverty today. Well, let's hear from someone who's been campaigning on that point for the last 3 years. Heather Pugh is a member of End Poverty Edinburgh, which is funded by the Poverty Alliance. Good morning to you, Heather.
Good morning, Laura.
I know you're not getting along to the summit today because there are limited spaces available, but what would be the first thing that you would tell the First Minister about tackling poverty?
I would tell him it's a lot worse than he thinks it is. That instead of holding a summit with a whole load of charities, he should be limiting the amount of charities and speaking to real people. People who are actually at the sharp end of what's happening.
What is happening in your experience?
There are lots of people I know, both in work and out, who are seriously struggling. A lot of it has got to do with the rise in food prices and the price of heating and power. The disabled people haven't been factored into any of the things the government are doing, particularly people who have to use some kind of equipment that requires charging up or requires to be plugged in all the time.
You're in that situation yourself,
aren't using,
you?
Yeah. I've got a power chair, and because of some of my medical conditions, if I don't have that charged up, I can't go out.
And what
I'm
difference,
basically trapped in the house.
What difference has that made to your finances over the last year?
My electricity, I used to pay £20 a fortnight, and I'm now paying somewhere in the region of £60, depending on how often I have to charge a chair up. So I try to be clever about it, and if I'm going anywhere, ask the place that I'm going to, would it be okay if I top this up while I'm here? And I've not been refused yet.
Well, that's really good to hear, because presumably a lot of the places where you're going, they'll be struggling with their bills as well. You mentioned you've got pals both in work and out of work. Are you seeing more people being brought into poverty because of the cost of living crisis?
Yeah, in North Edinburgh there's a great community enterprise called Lift. It's low income families together, and Pauline Bowie, excuse me, who runs it, was telling me that 80% of the people coming through her doors looking for help are actually people who have someone in the house working. They're either on 0 hours contracts or very low wages, basically just getting the minimum. And that's not enough to pay what they need to pay.
You said right at the very start of this that you didn't want this just to be a talking shop, that the First Minister shouldn't be listening to the charities, he should be speaking to the people who are actually going through this. What changes could government implement now, do you think, that would make a difference quickly?
One of the MSPs was, he's still a current MSP, during the last session was campaigning to try and get £5 a week put onto child benefit at the time. Now, that was before all the rises. That would have made a massive difference and lifted, they reckon, probably 20,000 children out of poverty. But that was held off and held off. Lo and behold, the government decides, oh, we'll top up child credit by £5 a week. And it was far too late by then. Times had passed, the prices had gone up, the war in Ukraine had started, which is also affecting lots of things.
The government would say, though, that actually increasing the child payment has left children under the age of 16 in Scotland better off than it's left kids elsewhere across the rest of the UK. What could they do now that would help quickly?
Well, obviously they've brought in the free bus passes, which has helped a lot of families. That means that the children aren't stuck, but then the adults still have to find money for their passes or for their day ticket or whatever. We've got a great bus service in Edinburgh, but it's joined up, so if you get one ticket, you can use it all day. But there are a lot of adults who aren't in work, who would like to be in work, who are having to find that money on top of what they're normally having to pay every day, to try and get to places where they might get an interview to get to the job centre.
So more free bus passes, that would be a start for you. Heather, thank you for joining us this morning.